the third period. All of a sudden, you go from a 6-2 comfortable lead to 6-4, and now things are tight, and they get a power play. You know, they get a power. So it's 6-4. They get a power play with 11 minutes still left in the third period. They put that one in, Dirk, and now, oh boy, things are getting a little nervous, you know, on the bench. But I thought we did a great job killing penalties. And we always talk about, I'm not as concerned about the numbers, you know, where we are, even though we're pretty good in a couple areas as far as stats, penalty killing. It's when you kill that penalty off. And that was a huge penalty kill. And really, I thought that was that from that point on. I mean, we didn't give them anything and wrote it out. We didn't create a lot either. But, you know, we finished the game strong. And you're right. To win game one is so important. I mean, for so many reasons. And I thought it was a good effort by our team. A lot of really good things happening in the game.
All right. We'll talk about game two, Saturday night's game, when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show. Get your question in. It's DJ at themix93.com. And while you're listening to the break, why don't you give the Central Ticket Office call and get your tickets for Friday and Saturday night's games. 487-2073. We'll be right back.
WCHA playoff hockey returns to the MAC for round two. Your Hockey Huskies are back in action this Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday in a best of three series against Minnesota State. All games are at 7:07, so don't miss a moment of the action as Michigan Tech looks to bring home the Broadmoor. Contact the SDC Central Ticket Office at 906-487-2073 or go to Buy Husky tickets.com. Michigan Tech round two, WCHA playoff action this weekend.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock, 337-5049 Lorium. Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
The Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, requires individuals and families to have qualifying health care coverage. Lake Accounting is prepared to assist you in complying with this individual mandate. Additionally, if you purchase your health care through Healthcare Marketplace, you may qualify for a premium tax credit. Let the tax professionals at Lake Accounting prepare and e-file your returns to ensure you receive the maximum refund possible. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake Accounting is located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Oh, back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. 8-0 the final on Saturday night to win the series against Lake Superior State University. And the Huskies scored later in the game this time as far as getting a bunch of goals, five of them in the third period, but they still scored early, 3:30 into the period. It was Reed Sturrows who just had a wonderful weekend of hockey, getting the first goal for the Huskies.
And just barely got it through the skates there of Nellis, who was in on the forecheck. Huskies get it. Sturrows to center ice, bouncing puck, and catching up to it is Jackson. Jackson coming down again, and this time couldn't bring it in front. Holds on, pass to the front, scores! Sturrows again on the pass from Jackson!
Boy, just unbelievable the plays we were making, Coach. It was
well, yeah, and like you said, I don't know if there was a bad goal. Maybe one out of the 14. Most of them were good plays, good passes, good shots, good screen. You know, a lot of really good goals, which you're happy to see. It's nice we're making plays. And I guess most of my text messages and emails were people asking me, well, we hope we scored or we hope we save some goals for next weekend, but you're not concerned about that. I mean, what I like about this game is I like the goals, but I like the zero, you know, at the oppositions, how many goals they scored. I mean, you give up nothing. I think that's huge. And cause some nights are not going to go in as easy as they did this weekend, and we have to play well defensively and limit our opponents to scoring chances and obviously goals. So, and we did a real nice job of that on Saturday night.
No doubt about it. And the Huskies make it a 2-0 lead late in the period. I thought this was a big goal by Joel Esperance on the redirect.
Huskies will control. This is Smith back up top for Marcotte, over for Roy. Standing in front is Lesperance, and that's why they scored! Roy from the point, it went right through, and Lesperance was right in front of Dayfield, had no sight on that puck. And maybe Lesperance got a piece of that.
Boy, he must have barely nicked that puck, but he got a little bit of it and gets credit for the goal.
Yeah, and a great position by Joel, and he's a big body. You know, when you're 6'3", 6'4", and a couple hundred pounds, and you take up a lot of space in front of the net. And I thought he did an excellent job this weekend. I don't know if you remember a guy named Thomas Holmstrom, and if our listeners do, but he was one of the best. He would camp himself
out. He was the best.
He played for the Red Wings, and and these guys are wiring the puck, Lidstrom and whatnot from the point, and he's just standing there, and he doesn't, you know, no problem. He's not getting out of the way, and Joel's starting to do that. What I call it matador, when you try to get out of the side and the goalie can see it and you're trying to tip it, but Joel and Tom Barrett have been doing a real nice job of just planting themselves in front of their goalie, and you take the goalie's eyes away so he can't see the puck. And Matt, and the other thing too is a good shot by Matt Roy. I was a little disappointed with Matt on Friday because he's took a couple big windups and gets a shot block. And him and I have this we've got this little rapport back and forth on the shooting. And whenever he gets a shot through with a wrist shot and we score, I'm always looking at Matt, you know, looking at him, and he just sort of gives me that little look like, yeah, okay. But he's got a heavy enough wrist shot that he doesn't have to. And the key there is getting the puck through. And when you watch NHL games, that afternoon I was watching some NHL games and some highlights on goals, and it just seemed every NHL defenseman was just taking a wrist shot from the point, getting it through, and good things happened. And that's the key, is getting pucks through. So if any of our defensemen are listening, which I'm sure they're not this morning, somebody remind them, wrist shots and getting pucks through are going to be key for this weekend too.
Does the lack of a slapping sound or the sound of the shot at all aid in the on the offense there, where the goaltender, if he's being screened, he doesn't know exactly when that shot is even coming in? So you hear a slap shot, you know it's coming in.
Never thought about that, yeah. Dirk. So you're educating me. But the big thing is getting it through, and yeah. And like I said, most of our guys, their shots are heavy enough that they're going to get through, and you have that big body in front. But big goal. We talk about a lot of times in games we weren't able to get that, extend the lead or get that cushion, and I think it was really important we got that second goal in this game.
Much tighter checking in that.
Yeah, no question. You know, our attempts, I think we only had 13 attempted shots in that compared to 10. I think that was their MO. Like, we're not going to, you know, we've got to come out and have a good first period and just, you know, limit their opportunities. And they did a much better job. I thought they played harder with more of an edge in that first period and made us work for our goals.
So we have a 2-0 lead going into the second period, and this, I think, was the pivotal goal of the game.
Leading 2-0, and shot down by Shane Hanna with authority. Chance now for Neville. Neville walks in, makes a blow, scores! Oh, my goodness, what a play by Reed Burroughs and Mike Neville. A shorthanded goal for the Huskies, 3-0.
Shane Hanna with that hard slap shot icing off the corner boards led to that opportunity there for Sturrows to give
well,
it to him.
Well, it did. And so now you get a game where it's 2-0. You know, and this is their second power play. Mitch took back-to-back. Mitch Reinke took back-to-back penalties. So he takes one. We kill it off in a tight game. And now, bang, we're back on the shorthanded again, you know, and we're trying to get some momentum, and these penalties were disrupting any momentum we can get. And but Shane Hanna, a heads up play, like, he's got the puck and he's reading the situation, and you can tell Reed Sturrows has taken off, and Shane, instead of just head down blast it anywhere, he reads it and he puts it in a spot and sort of an angle where Reed can get to the puck and win a race, and which he did. And Reed comes up with a puck down in their zone off this bank off the back end boards, and he gets the puck, and then Neves, you know, jumps up in the play, and Reed makes a great play to Mike Neville, and Neves, with the speed from coming from behind, there's no way they could slow him down, and he walked in on a semi-breakaway from the top of the circles in, and made no mistake. And this goal, I thought, was a huge goal. And our bench is all excited because of, but we had to kill the penalty still because it was early.